It's alive. My request. I tell you one thing, if I was 40, I'd shout the aisles out, wouldn't you? Amen. I'd be the one running up, shouting, praising the Lord. Hey, 40 years old today. Glory be to God, you know. Yes, sir. If I'd saw that again, it'd be about half of us doing that, wouldn't we? I'd have been glad to stand up. I'd have been back here like this, you know. Oh, I'm going to tell you, we had a wonderful wedding here yesterday. I just, there's usually two kinds of weddings. There's either that wedding that everybody's so nervous and uptight that nobody has a good time. Amen. Y'all saw any of them? You know, some mama's done spent $10,000 and she ain't pleased with the way things are going. Or there's a wedding like we had yesterday. You know, I saw a little nerves and a little bit of this go on Friday night at rehearsal. But it seemed like God just calmed them. If y'all ever saw that happen, God just come in and just smoothed them and calmed them. And I'm telling you, and when we were standing up here and the bride started down, I thought she was going to skip down this aisle. Could y'all feel that? There was an energy in her. She is so excited. She's just bubbling. I'm talking about she just skipping down the aisle. I thought every time we come to church, we ought to feel a little bit of that. You know what? A little bit of that sparkle, a little bit of that bubble of excitement. Oh, I could see it on her face. That door come open. I mean, here she come. She is smiling the biggest, and I thought she's going to skip. She's going to skip down the aisle. But she walked on down here, and we got into the ceremony, and I got to Coach Evan a little bit. Just stand still and breathe. I said, just stand still and breathe. It's going to be all right, you know. But we had a good time out of it. You know, he got a little bit trembly. And I'm going to tell y'all, I don't know if I'll do this or not. Yeah, I'm going to. In all my pastor years and all the weddings I've ever done, I've always wanted to, when I say kiss the bride, just stick my face in and let them kiss me on each cheek. That's awful, isn't it? But I thought how funny that'd be, you know. You know, say, and you may kiss the bride. And they nail me on each cheek. Would that be a laugh? I'm glad I didn't do that yesterday. I'd have got bruised and my neck hurt. And I told the wrong person. I told Evan, I said, you may. And about the time I said kiss, she attacked him. Woo! I'm telling you what. And I just got so pleased with that. I'm the kind of person, according to the Word of God, it said, whatsoever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord, not unto man. And I believe that. You know, it's in Colossians. You can read that, 3:23. And that gives us an instruction of how we ought to conduct our life, how we ought to go about our business, how we ought to do in church. Whatsoever you do it heartily as unto the Lord, not unto man. And yesterday was just a good example, and I'm talking about we had a good time to win. I did, and I thank everybody. You know, there wasn't but about 3 or 4 Kleenexes used up. The mamas had a hard time crying. Right, Cynthia? I mean, it was just that atmosphere. You know, that's happening to this mom, her mom sitting over here. I think she is peaching herself, trying to cry a little bit. And we couldn't even get a tear out of the place because it was so exciting and a new relationship coming together. This marriage, a new family started yesterday. And the good news is they're part of this church. Amen. Amen. I'm gonna take a chance on something this morning. I've waited out, and I'm going to take the chance on it. I'm going to give out the Father's Day gifts before I preach. One time at Sulphur Springs years ago, they'd had a little thing in Sunday school, and they all got these little shiny medals. Little shiny medals, you know, in Sunday school. And while I was preaching, Eric decided that if he held that just the right way and caught the sun, he could flash my eyes with it. And so Eric's sitting back at the church, you know, his mama not watching him, he's flashing that in my eyes. Finally got enough of it, and I said, every time I see that flash, I'm going to add 10 minutes to the sermon. Y'all hearing me, guys? Y'all hearing me? Every time I get flashed now, I'm going to add 10 minutes to the sermon. Y'all could be here all day. Amen. You know, we talk about dismissing night service. Y'all may still be here. But we're going to give out the Father's Day gifts. Good to be in the house of the Lord today. Brother Don already said, it's a privilege to be a father. It is. And it's a privilege more than that to be a godly father that you can set the right example. I don't know, you know, I grew up and didn't have the right example set by my dad, except I learned that I don't want to set that example with my son and my daughter. That I want to set a godly example. And that's what it's about. And it is a privilege, you know. I'm going to preach a few minutes about Father Abraham. I think that'll be fitting for the day. But if I can get all the fathers to stand up. All the fathers to stand up. Boy, this is a good crowd, isn't it? Good crowd, isn't it? Now, I made the moms come around to the front. But seeing that I'm a dad, I don't, you know. Huh? Y'all are good where you're at? Y'all are good where you're at? We all remain on your feet. If there's... I won't ever hear the last of it. Y'all come up here. Y'all come up here. Just to keep the peace, just come up here. Line up round the front, right across the front and round the walls. Y'all all get in line. Everybody get lined up. Meet everybody here. All the dads. All the fathers. Let me reach right behind you, Dave. Oh. All right, we got them all up here. Now, anybody in the congregation, we've got gifts for every dad up here. And anybody in the congregation that would like to present yours to your daddy, come do it. Just come do it. I'm gonna put them. You're gonna hold them right there. You're gonna hold them right there. Anybody like to present that to their dad? Just go ahead and do it. Thank you. What is this? All right. Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. That's good. That's great. Try one out, Tommy. They're neat. Pretty neat.
We're going to chase you down.
Pretty neat.
There you go. Thank you.
Thank y'all.
We've been praying for you.
Thank y'all.
Sorry.
You're fine. I know what. I said every time I get flights, get 10 minutes added to the sermon now. Huh? Now, we've got several of these left. We've got several of these left. Who needs one to take home to their dad today? Start them through. Yeah. Just take them on through. Take them on through. You see what they say? Hand pump, man of God. That'd be 10 more minutes. 10 more minutes. Added straight on to the top. Did you come down this side? Anybody else need one? We're going to sit them in the back. We're going to sit them in the back. If y'all need one, just pick it up on the way out. All right, big hand for the dads. Okay. Anybody want to say anything before we sit down? Anybody? Anybody else want to say something? Who you got with you today, Tony? Tony? Who is it? We can't hear you. He's been crying all day. His mama slipped in and surprised him. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that a great Father's Day thing, you know? Isn't that a wonderful day? All right. Anybody else? Amen. Brother Glenn's glad to be here. All right. Anyone else? Amen. Anybody else?
Yeah, preacher, I'd like to say I love the Lord. None of my three kids are here, but thank God they're all in church.
Amen. 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 Anyone else? Amen. All right. Anybody else? Amen. Anybody else? Amen. Amen. Anybody else? Y'all content? All right, big hand for them.